it sounds like they're discussing maybe fractals or something like that.
Fractal patterns and parameters.
In which you have a pattern reproduced on several different levels of structure. And it's clear that those kind of things reproduce things that look like Earth's terrain, living plants, et cetera, things like that. So the suspicion is that perhaps some studies in that area might help something on watering and the way a plant goes about doing things and such. I don't think that's going to generate a way of getting around the problem of going from very little water, say, in a typical inorganic molecule up to the kind of level of water we've got in a cell or something like that, where we're going from a few lines to millions of pages of information.
I think, though, that it may demonstrate the consistency of form of how God created things to bear after their own kind. And as a result of that, I think it would really fit into the creationist camp to say things that aren't going willy-nilly, and we're understanding better how these forms come about. I raise a question on the teeth of the horse because I have trouble, I haven't researched the information enough, but I have trouble believing that that really might be microevolution. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah. There's some interesting things in genetic structure. I don't know whether any of us listed in any of our bibliographies or not, but the Great Evolution Mystery by Rattray Taylor has some rather interesting remarks on unexpressed genes and that sort of thing. He points out that some rather strange things happen in some living things, like some of your insects that go from a larval to an adult stage. You kind of get a brief period in there where everything is getting reorganized inside the animal, and then it comes out with a different organization and moves off. And obviously you've got some kind of information inside for the organization of it as a caterpillar, and then a different set for the organization of it as an adult, and some kind of instructions to turn off the one and turn on the other. And so his idea was to try to solve some of these problems we've been looking at regarding evolution, that some things are turned on, you know, turn on wings or something like that. And the big question that raised for me was, why would there be any working plans for wings inside something that you could turn on unless you had a designer there? It's very hard to see how to get that out of mutation and natural selection unless there was some time for that to have operated back earlier to put all this information in.